This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad with the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. and it will be on the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, the News On Air official mobile app as well. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees today through video conferencing. He will inaugurate the Pune Metro station from the district court of Swargate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune Metro Rail Project, Phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone in the Swargate Kataraj extension of Pune Metro Phase 1. Mr. Modi will also dedicate to the nation the Vidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project covering the expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of the central government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed, and the actions will certainly have consequences. He said that while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said that the issues to be solved between the two countries are on the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that Pakistan's misdeed has affected others as well, especially the neighborhood. He said that Pakistan's GDP can be measured in terms of radicalization and its exports can be measured in the form of terrorism. He observed that the Pakistan is now facing its own karma and has underlined that the dysfunctional nation coveting the lands of others must be exposed and countered. The External Affairs Minister said that the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said whether it's the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. He stressed that terrorism is antithetical of everything that the world stands for, and it has forms and manifestations which must be resolutely opposed. He also opined that the sanctioning of global terrorists by UN should not be impeded for political reasons. In a groundbreaking initiative to secure nutritional coverage for over 70% of the population, the Assam government is on a mission to enhance the food security across the state. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma took the social media platform to share this information. It may be noted that the total new targeted beneficiary count of over 2.51 crore under NFSA 13, this ambitious drive aims to uplift the lives of numerous individuals and families. In January this year, the Assam government successfully enrolled over 42 lakh new beneficiaries, bringing the total number of eligible individuals to an impressive 2.31 crore. Notably, 98% of the beneficiaries receive free food grains every month, underscoring the efficiency and commitment of the state's food distribution system. In football, India defeated Nepal 4-2 in a high-octane semi-final of SAFF Under-17 2024 Championship in Changli Mathang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan. In the final, India will face Bangladesh tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.